Children, you listen to the poem Good Morning, Mrs. Hen. Let's know the meanings of some new words.
Glossary. Speckle.
Covered with small spots.
Nicest.
Very good. Children, now answer the following questions.
Who is asking Mrs. Hen about the chickens?
Is Mrs. Hen a woman? Who is she?
How many chickens does Mrs. Hen have?
How many of them are yellow?
How many of them are speckled red?
How many of them are brown?
How are the chickens?
When are they found? In the town or in the village? Thank you, children. Children, now listen to the story Elephant and Friends.
One day, an elephant wandered into a forest in search of friends.
He saw a monkey on a tree. "Will you be my friend?" asked the elephant. Replied the monkey, "You are too big. You cannot swing from trees like me."
Next, the elephant met a rabbit. He asked him to be his friend. But the rabbit said, "You are too big to play in my burrow."
Then the elephant met a frog. "Will you be my friend?" he asked. "How can I?" asked the frog. "You are too big to leap about like me."
The elephant was upset. He met a fox next. "Will you be my friend?" he asked the fox. The fox said, "Sorry, sir. You are too big."
The next day, the elephant saw all the animals in the forest running for their lives. It asked them what the matter was. The bear replied, "There is a tiger in the forest. He is trying to gobble up all of us."
The animals all ran away to hide. The elephant wondered what he could do to solve the problem of everyone in the forest.
Meanwhile, the tiger kept eating up whoever he could find. The elephant walked up to the tiger and said, "Please, Mr. Tiger, do not eat up these poor animals."
"Mind your own business," growled the tiger. The elephant had no choice but to throw the tiger away with its trunk. The frightened tiger ran for his life.
The elephant ambled back into the forest to announce the good news to everyone. All the animals thanked the elephant. They said, "You are just the right size to be our friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed." Children, now let us know the meanings of some keywords.
Glossary. Wander.
Go from one place to another.
Search.
Look up.
Swing.
Move forward and backward above the ground.
Burrow.
Hole.
Leap.
Jump.
Upset.
Unhappy.
Gobble.
Eat too fast.
Hide.
To be out of the sight.
Mind.
Take it to do something.
Growl.
Make a low sound of hostility in the throat.
Hefty.
Large and heavy.
Amble.
Walk at a slow and a relaxed pace.
Indeed.
In fact. Children, now answer these questions.
Who was the elephant looking for in the forest?
Which animal did he want to make friends with first?
Why did all the animals refuse the request of the elephant?
Why were all the animals running?
Which animals started eating the poor small animals?
What did the elephant do to save them?
Why did all the animals agree to make friends with the elephant in the end?
Thank you, children. Children, Let us listen to the story, the farm story.
One day, something happened on the farm. The animals were neighing and moaning. They were bashing and barking and grunting and mewing. It was an awful noise. I went to see what was wrong.
The horse told me, "Everyone on the farm is hungry. The farmer has not given us our feed this morning."
I went to see the hens that were clucking around the rooster.
The poor rooster had a fever and was lying in bed.
It was sad that the rooster could not crow.
I asked the horse to let me climb on his back so that I could look through the window into the farmer's bedroom. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, but the farmer and his wife were still asleep.
I thought it was not their fault. The rooster could not wake them up as he was suffering from fever, so they could not give feed to the animals.
Then I crowed loudly,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo," just like the rooster. The farmer and his wife woke up and rushed out of the bed and soon gave all the animals their feed. Children, let us know the meanings of some new words.
Glossary. Neigh.
The sound made by a horse.
Moan.
Making low sound because of pain.
Baa.
The cry made by a sheep or lamb.
Grunt.
The low sound made by an elephant or a pig.
Meow.
The sound made by a cat.
Feed.
Food given to animals.
Awful.
Very bad.
Rooster.
Cock.
Clucking.
The sound made by hen.
Asleep.
In sleep.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
The crowing of a rooster. Thank you, children.